Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And One smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am so glad to have this guest back on the show. I had to put him off last time. We couldn't get in touch with each other, but now we're back. The Cody Norris Show on the Mark White Show. Welcome back to the show, Cody Norris.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you, sir.
Always glad to have you. I was just looking here. You're nominated for two 2024 International Bluegrass Music Association IBMA Awards. What does that mean to your team there, Cody?
I tell you what, it's certainly a milestone for us, and to receive both of those nominations, one for New Artist of the Year, the other for Music Video of the Year, which is actually a brand new category from the association. Man, it makes us feel really, really good. And you know that the fans and the folks within the industry look upon us in that way.
Now, the video takes some extra creativity. Where did the creativity come from? I Call Her Sunshine for the video there.
Man, yeah, that was a whole conglomeration. I have to give hats off to my wife, Mary Rachel. She has such a great eye with that, and our production team in Nashville with putting all that together, they just did an absolutely fantastic job. We had phenomenal actors in the video, which we call our friends, so that makes it all the better. And it was filmed in a rural area up in Kentucky. Great drone shots. Just an absolutely fantastic music video. Invite your listeners over to our YouTube channel to check out the video for I Call Her Sunshine.
Very good. And this exhibit, the Rhinestone Revival, the Cody Norris Show, where it features several of your band's brightly colored suits and intricate rhinestones and embroidery, cowboy boots, hats, instruments, and awards. Where is this taking place?
Man, that is at the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame in Owensboro, Kentucky. It's just a stellar exhibit. I was so just mind blown at the opening, and when they did the unveiling, when the curtain came down and they walked me through that, I was just speechless. I was in tears, and to see a whole lifetime of work, pretty much coming full circle, and to be able to see it before your eyes. And, you know, for the fans, for the next 2 years, that exhibit will be on display for 2 years there in Owensboro. And that our fans can, we have somebody just literally about every day, they'll message the website. And, of course, we do our very, very best to check on that stuff every day as it comes through with, you know, thousands of folks all the time, the hits through the website. And I love to look at those. And but when you see the folks are going there and taking their pictures and doing everything with the exhibit, it's just a very, very humbling experience, and I couldn't be more thankful for it.
Speaking of your lifetime of work, for those who aren't familiar with you, Cody, tell about your early days in music. What led you down this path?
Well, you know, music, something is always very important at our house. Nobody played it, but we attended music festivals in the summertime, going to bluegrass music everywhere. My dad loved music. And so we would always go to things like that. And I played, when I first got started playing at my church, there was a little gospel quartet that worked out of our church and traveled around regionally, you know, and, on Sunday mornings, they were always there. And I really kind of got bit by the bug. A couple of my great uncles always had music around, the banjo and a guitar and different things. So I was always making racket, you know, I wasn't playing, but, really got bit by the bug when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And got serious with it at about 11, started playing with some regional bands, and, you know, before you knew it, it was kindly catching on. And, of course, in your teenage years when you don't know what you're doing,
I was highly active with like the FFA chapter at my high school and doing lots of things with that, but music still kept bringing me back around. And I'd made up my mind by the time I was about 17, I was going to take a stab at it and see what happens. And, you know, lots of people have regrets when they take on a musical path for life. But I can stand right here right now and tell you it's been really good to Cody Norris, and I'm glad that I made that decision early on.
So, Cody, were you an 11-year-old playing with adults? Is that how that worked? You found bands that were already developed?
That's how it worked. And I'm happy, very, very happy for all that nurturing, you know, that I got to be around people who could really do the job. You know, they could really, really do good things with the music, and I got to see that. And, you know, on through my teens, able to work with a lot of my heroes, you know, as I went along. And then I started my own band when I was about 18. And, I was the youngest band leader on the block. And for looking back, the seasoned veteran players who were willing to take a chance to go out on the road and work with this kid they'd never heard of, didn't know if they were going to get paid or not or anything like that. You know, I'm so indebted to all those folks that helped me along, you know, to try to build something. And, you know, you're always searching for your sound. You're seeking out that sound. And then one day the light came on. I'd been playing, traveling around for 7 or 8 years. And then the light came on. I figured out what I wanted to sound like. And I figured out what I wanted, how I wanted to portray a stage show, what I wanted to put on the stage and what I wanted to do. And I already had the idea. Then came the hard part, assembling the right team to do it. And, you know, as times went on, Mary Rachel came into my life, which was the best thing ever happened to me. I believe God puts somebody special in all of our lives, but sometimes we're not smart enough to grasp on to them. And I'm certainly thankful that he led me in that direction, and I was, because it was a game changer when Mary Rachel came into my life. And not only was she pretty and smart and all these things, but she's a superb talent and just an absolute top-notch businesswoman. And that changed a whole lot in my little world.
Let me go back to the guys giving you a chance when you were a younger child, when you were a kid. What do you think it was about them that caused them to want to give you a chance? And then have you had opportunities now, Cody, to have younger kids that you've helped to develop?
Oh, yes. Back to the first part of that question. I was raised, my mom and dad were so big on respect. And my mom, you know, taught me to be neat. You know, I always shine my shoes and crease my jeans and starch my shirts. And, you know, I always did. So I stood out, you know, among most of the kids that I grew up with. Of course, most of the kids were always laughing at me. However, so many of these, you know, these seasoned players, I guess I was just different, and I always tried to be respectful. And so they took an interest in me, wanted to take a chance on me, maybe that I could do something. And it was just, you know, I don't think had I not have, I guess what I'm trying to say, you get from it what you put into it. And I still remember all the people who helped me along the way. I also remember a few of the ones who were standoffish, you know, that didn't want anybody new, you know, coming in on the scene. And for that reason, I work very, very hard at exposing the youth in any way that I can when we travel around. If there's a young person coming along that's really been bit by the bug, I think you ought to push them. And I'm not a fan, you know, so many times kids get pushed into that and they don't really want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But when you see the ones who have just ate up with it and they can't get enough of it, there's a little fella right now from Ashland, Kentucky, and of all the musicians I've seen come down the line in a long time, this fella, he has just ate up with bluegrass music. And His mom and daddy let us take him. He wanted to go on the road back in the summer while he's out of school. So I took him on the road with us for 2 weeks and had him doing everything. You know, he's only about, you know, 12 or 13 years old. And he really got a lot of experience, a lot of real life music experience. And I knew that would either make it or break it with him. And boy, when he got done with that, he was just so fired up about getting to pursue his music. And it just makes my heart happy.
What's his name, Cody?
His name is Hayden Hensley. I hope people will check him out. He's coming on strong. Hayden Hensley. We call him Jim. I don't know why I nicknamed him that, but he plays a lot of different instruments, and he's just ate up with it, and I'm very, very proud of him. He's from Ashland, Kentucky.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was being different and maybe some kids laughing at you. I had that opportunity when I was in school to have a lot of kids laugh at me. I was raised by my grandparents, and so I was different in a lot of different ways. Can you explain a little further how you were treated, maybe explain those experiences and how you were able just to keep being yourself?
Well, you know, I grew up, my family, tobacco farmers in East Tennessee, and just salt of the earth people. I love my family dearly. I come from a huge family. My family itself, I was an only child, but I had all kinds of cousins, and you know, I ate dinner with 40 people every Sunday. So I come from a very, very tight-knit community. The community that I live in is tight-knit, little town up in East Tennessee. And I just, you know, I feel like that in itself, you know, getting that kind of a start, you know, really kind of helps you along the way to, you know, to get the ball rolling in the right direction. Now, when you have things kind of, you know, going your way, a lot of times when you do stand out among adults, I don't know, maybe sometimes if it's jealousy with other kids, I don't know what the deal is. But I would, you know, I'd show up back to school on Monday morning. I'd have a pair of cowboy boots that I'd come up with, but I didn't want regular cowboy boots like everybody else had. And if you back to the Bluegrass Hall of Fame real quick, if you go to the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, you'll see a pair of white cowboy boots in there with black stitching on them that my mama bought me when I was 13 years old. I wore those boots till I was in my 20s. I was so proud of that pair of boots. But the day that I went to school in them, I about got laughed out of school. A lot of people wore cowboy boots, but they'd never seen a white pair. And, you know, I just got laughed to death over them. But, you know, I wore them every day. I'd still wear my Western shirt, you know, still wear my cowboy hat. Still, I knew who I was and I knew what I was going to be. And I didn't let anybody deter me from that in any way whatsoever. If they laughed at the music, if they laughed at the high-pitched bluegrass singing, it didn't deter me not one bit. All it did was just fuel my fire and make me more determined.
And clearly you found a woman who enjoyed your the way you dressed and the way you talked and the way you did your music.
Did I ever. And actually, I don't know if I found her or she found me, but I sincerely believe God played a big hand in that and certainly put us both together. And I actually knew Mary Rachel from when she was just a kid. She came when I was working on the Cumberland Highlanders TV show. They brought her on as a guest once, and I met her dad that day. And come to find out, her dad could do bus interiors. So he did a couple of bus interiors for me, and I wouldn't have dreamed in a million years that he'd wind up being my father-in-law because he's one of my best friends.
How about that?
But this inquisitive, sometimes even aggravating young daughter that he raised up, one day I looked around, and she'd grown up to be quite the lady. And I had an opening in the band for a mandolin player. She auditioned and took the job. First off, I had never traveled with a lady on the road, so that was different, you know, having to, you know, adjust things for that out of respect for her. And then, you know, in a little while, it turned into more than that. That was the last thing I would have ever expected, but that's how it happened. God had a plan.
I love it, Cody. Right now, folks, we're talking to Cody Norris of The Cody Norris Show. We were celebrating earlier his nominations for two 2024 International Bluegrass Music Association Awards, the IBMA, on nominations for New Artist of the Year and Video of the Year for I Call Her Sunshine. Cody, if you'll stick with me, we'll do one more segment and we'll close it out. Okay, buddy?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too, as I continue my conversation with Cody Norris of The Cody Norris Show. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who charmed a deadly serpent with a fiddle in his hand? Often he'd wander to the mountains alone. From a den they'd come creeping, hearing his song. The rattlers singing. ain't place a fiddler draw. Hear that lonesome fiddle drone from the restless coast to Martin Stone.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest on the line with me right now, a bluegrass man, Cody Norris of the Cody Norris Show. Welcome back to the show, Cody.
Man, thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun. I'm glad I was able to do it.
Oh, it's great, man. And I'm just thinking about your childhood and you growing up in the music business and then being recognized by the IBMA with these awards, these nominations to be the New Artist of the Year, and then the Video of the Year, I Call Her Sunshine. That has to be something very important to you as you just think about climbing that ladder, so to speak, in the music business.
Certainly, and you know, the fact that, and I'll reiterate what I said a while ago, I can't even put into words how it makes you feel that the fans and the people within the industry think enough of you to, you know, cast a ballot and nominate you for things along those lines. It just means the world to me, and it means the world to the whole band.
And getting into the band, earlier this year, you brought home another 7 trophies from SPBGMA for Entertainer of the Year, Instrumental Group of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Band Overall of the Year. Adding to the wins, Mary Rachel, your wife, was named Fiddle Performer of the Year, and Josiah Tyree won Banjo Performer of the Year. How about that?
man, what a night that was. I'm often make mention, and I've had to say this a few times, within the last year, leaving me speechless. I can always talk about anything at any time, but that night, I couldn't say anything. I was just a big bundle of tears. And, just looking out there and seeing a ballroom full of people and all of them with a big smile on their face and so happy to see you up there and accept that stuff. It's just the most humbling feeling ever. I can't even describe it. And what that does for your determination to make you want to work harder, to not let them down and be a good steward of that when you get that opportunity presented to you, it really, really hits home with Cody Norris, I'll tell you that.
Cody, let's talk a little bit about maybe some organizations, some fundraisers that you've been involved in. Is there any in particular that kind of stand out to you for your support and using your name to help some organizations, nonprofits, say?
Well, there's a couple of things. Country for a Cause that we got to be a part of this year to raise some money for the Children's Hospital. That was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And they raised, I forget exactly the figure, but don't quote me on this, but I think it's around $70,000, and all the good that wonderful, wonderful organization does. Mary Rachel and I produce a Christmas show every year in my hometown, that we take the proceeds from that from, and we do some anonymous things with that. We don't like to be tied to them, of course, but doing a lot of good within our community as we can. Plus that we fund a couple of scholarships that I call the Cody Norris Scholarship for Young Entrepreneurs. I love seeing some young folks with some get up and go. They may not have a university in mind, but the ones who, they've got something in mind, they want to build a business and want to get in there and kind of do it like I did and get in there and sweat it out the hard way and figure out what you want to do with your life. We're behind our young folks big time, and I don't think they have nowhere near enough positive in the world today. And if we can shed just a little bit of light on that and get it, get them shared in a positive manner, we're going to do all we can to keep that ball bouncing.
How long have you had those scholarships established, Cody?
This is the third year we're working on, and it's been a good thing. We've made some difference, and hope that just keeps continuing to grow. And I'd love to be one day giving 15 or 20 of them away every year. I hope I could do that.
Is it restricted to a certain area, or do you have a way that maybe kids that may be listening could apply to the scholarship?
Well, I tell you, it's honestly right now just for my county high school where I went to, and I'd really like to keep it there. Given that's where I got started and what I was doing.
Yes.
And I really try to make a strong difference in the community where I come from.
Very good. Now, you may have some new listeners here, Cody. If a person had one song that they needed to listen to, what would that be for the Cody Norris Show? What would you recommend that person listen to, the first song of Cody Norris?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot. I really feel like that just the epitome of our sound from our album Rhinestone Revival, if you want to just really get to the core of what I'm about, you can feel the stage show in this song. You can hear the harmonies. Good, solid music. The first single from Rhinestone Revival was Mountain Rosalie. And I really feel like that song just exemplifies the Cody Norris Show sound. And so invite everybody to check that one out, Mountain Rosalie.
And on the Rhinestone Revival tour, you have a lot of dates still till November the 30th when you get to the Thanksgiving Bluegrass Festival in Brooksville, Florida. So you have a lot of different places you're going to be at. As I looked at the calendar, Columbus, Ohio, Bacchus, Minnesota, Mountain City, Tennessee, Sullivan, Illinois, Mocksville, North Carolina, Bristol, Tennessee, Nashville, Hiawassee, Georgia, Morgantown, Indiana, Nashville again, Swainsboro, Georgia, just to give an example, Arkansas, you'll be in Kentucky, and then there's Maryland, and then closing out in Florida November 30th.
Man, we've got a busy year up still yet ahead. We've had a busy year all year. We've been overseas a couple of times. We've been to Holland this year. We've been to Norway. Got to make a couple appearances this year on the Grand Ole Opry. That always just makes us feel so special. And we've done a lot of traveling and got to meet a lot of lot of good folks all throughout the world. And we just couldn't be more happy with that. And hopefully we'll be coming somewhere close to some of your listeners can come out and be with us.
I meant to say something about that Grand Ole Opry. I knew that you were in that, and that had to mean something to you too.
Oh, man. To go back to what I said a while ago about being speechless, and I am so serious when I say that. Very few things even make me nervous in the least, give me butterflies. We were standing backstage. That was 2 weeks ago. Actually, be 2 weeks ago tomorrow that we were on. And I'm standing back in the wings waiting on our time. And, man, I'm as nervous as I was when I was a little boy having to get up to church and sing a solo. I mean, just knees shaking, you know. But when you walk out there and you just stop for a second and think of all the people who've graced that stage, and, you know, if that doesn't just humble you right down, just as far as you could possibly be, to just get that opportunity. It's truly, truly just a blessing to get that opportunity in this field of music and to, you know, to be able to bring your music that you pour your heart and soul out and put it on that stage in front of that audience. I'll never take that lightly in any way whatsoever and just count that as one of my biggest accolades.
Absolutely. I want people to check out the CodyNorrisShow.com. That's Cody with a K, K-O-D-Y, Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, show.com. Follow you on social media outlets. Cody, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show, my friend.
Mark, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Let's do this again sometime, all right?
Absolutely. Have a great day, Cody.
You too, sir. Thank you now.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take the thought out of your dinner plans on Monday, August 19th. Swamp John's Catfish will be on the Athens Bible School campus selling chicken, fish, and shrimp plates, or a combo with all the fixings, fries, coleslaw, and hush puppies. $15 a plate. All proceeds go to Athens Bible School junior class. Pre-sale tickets are available from any junior class student or in the front office at Athens Bible School. Drive-through orders will also be taken on Monday. That's Monday, August 19th at Athens Bible School, Swamp John's Catfish. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, listening to Cody, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Tennessee and Louisiana, Lou. Well, I know them all from A to Z, and I met Miss Molly too. Mountain sweetheart, Mountain Rosalie, hillbilly baby, waiting there for me. Cheeks are red as roses, and her lips are meant for me.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.